You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo! So let's start with the most important question. Are you going to come by Rams
reveal
tonight?
All right, let me answer that before he answers.
Am I going to go
there? I'll bet anybody here, Mythical Money, that Mason will not make an appearance at this thing.
We had tickets.
Okay.
And we were going to go.
Yep.
And
if it was any other night.
No, it turns out tomorrow I've got to be somewhere at a golf club at 8 a.m., which means I probably have to leave at 6 a.m. to even get there, don't I?
Yeah, 6:30.
Lakeside's in Burbank.
Yeah. Don't you? 6:30.
I'm leaving my house at 6:30.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. If it wasn't for that,
would you be going?
I would absolutely go. Yeah.
That's not true.
We were invited to the sort of the swanky part of it too.
Oh,
yeah. You're swanky a season ticket holder kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So I've been doing Rams pre, half, and post for 8 seasons.
Yes,
Mesa, Trav.
You've
Mesa.
Never yeah. once. Yeah. You've been a season ticket holder since the Rams came back to LA.
Yes.
You've never once moseyed on by and said, "You know what?
I'm going to do a segment
with Trav and Kirk here."
I listen to you. I don't need to be there. I can hear you on the radio. Why do I need to go see?
Because
you?
It would be nice to have you on.
Have you ever invited him?
Yes.
When?
Specifically.
Yes.
No, I don't believe that.
We've had this conversation before.
A particular time.
I have not said that, but I have said we would love for you to come by and do this. Go through your people.
My team.
You're looking very French film directory today.
I like that thing. What do you call that thing?
I call this a mock turtleneck.
No, that's not a mock turtleneck. I have a bunch of those, and that looks very good on you. What is the gray thing called?
A coat.
No, it's got a name.
You're right. Yeah. I don't know what the name is,
but it looks good.
But I'm working on it.
You should stick with that look right there.
That
whole thing works.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
You look very cosmopolitan today. You got a little scruff.
When I put this on, it felt like Steve Jobs.
Well, you got jeans on, too, so that's a very Jobsy jump off.
So, Slee, hot yoga tonight.
Hot yoga.
Have you ever done it?
I did it years ago.
I bet you'll like it. I did it and I liked it.
So it's not that I won't like it. I think it's the, man, I'm so unflexible.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't matter.
And there is a...
By the way, there'll be a bunch of old people in there.
Yeah, well,
What's old?
70s.
No.
Really?
Hey, in a hot yoga class?
Well, maybe not hot yoga. Every yoga class I've gone to, there have been, it's a large age range. It goes from like 75 to 25.
But not for hot yoga.
I was going to say, maybe not hot yoga. Dangerous for hot yoga.
Taking people out. Yeah.
So there's going to be, it's a little intimidating, right? You're standing there. I'm not flexible at all. I'm sure the instructor is just going to be like, all right, well, I'll just leave this idiot alone in the corner.
Let me ask you, though. You said there are mirrors in the studio?
Actually, I don't know.
You don't want mirrors in the studio.
Well, no. In a yoga studio?
Supposed to be internally focused, not looking at yourself in the mirror.
In the old studio, there was mirrors.
How else do you know if you're doing the pose right?
Because you slide into the pose to the degree that you're able to be in it, and that's okay. You shouldn't be judging yourself in a mirror. I mean, this was my thing for a long time. I also I have no problem with hot yoga, but I was taught you don't need to turn up the heat. The heat's got to be turned up here. You've got to turn up the heat, not the thermostat in the room. The heat is supposed to come from within. So, hell fellow, well met.
I don't
Good
know
luck.
If this one has a mirror. I know when I've done hot yoga in the past, they definitely had mirrors all the way across on the wall, and I spent most of my time
looking at yourself, not just me,
what an idiot I am. I'm like, look, how is this dude stretching like that?
Then you're judging like, I can't get anywhere near
guy. That's actually a good point. I like what he said about no mirror and having this.
I've never done yoga. Never tried it. I would like to.
Yeah, you should.
I probably should, but I am so... just inflexible.
That's why you would do it.
Well, I like what you said. Do the pose to the degree that you can do the pose. That's actually a nice point of entry. But I would be so preoccupied in doing it wrong and being a distraction to everyone else.
What about
else
doing it at home? Like we have those classes that we do on YouTube where you do a YouTube class and then you do it at home in the comfort of your own without other people looking at you. You build up your flexibility. Then you're
ready to unveil yourself
as a yogi.
When Lindsay was producing our show, she's a big wrestling fan and she got Diamond Dallas Page on the show.
Okay.
And he started this thing called DDP Yoga and it's made him millions.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
And he just sends you the DVD.
Do you do it?
He sent me the DVDs.
Have you done yoga previously?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Mason was,
like,
certified to be an instructor.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Could I do it? Like, would anybody
100%.
Would anybody be looking at me while I'm doing it?
No. It's a very non-judgmental space.
Yeah.
Except if you go.
Yeah. Unless there's a mirror where you're judging yourself against everybody else. Trav, you would do well. And, again, the most important thing is just do the pose
good
to
advice.
The degree
That's
that
good
you
advice.
Kareem
the
said
pose.
It put 10 years on his career.
No, I know it's an incredible workout. I know the benefits are off the charts. I have to sit down to put on my shoes and socks. You know what I mean? If you said to me, just bend over and tie your shoes.
Most people do.
No, but just to tie my shoe.
I would have to do that, too. To stand up and...
If you were standing up and you noticed your shoe was tied.
Yeah.
You'd have to...
What would you do?
Bend over. You can bend over.
Right? You
can't bend over and tie your shoe.
Barely.
Well, squat.
Oh, my God.
Barely.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It would be...
Yeah, but you
don't judge him. You're already judging him.
I'm not judging. He looks unbelievably inflexible, but I'm not judging.
Did you see?
There's no judgment.
My hamstrings started to quiver.
Yes.
Trav, a lot of golfers do yoga.
I know.
Yeah.
The pros
a lot of athletes do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
flexibility, strength.
Scottie Scheffler does it. How's he doing?
Yeah, he's all right. He can't putt. What happened to that guy?
Well, he'll get it back.
I hope so. So what were we wrong about?
Oh, you're wrong about this Laker foul thing.
Why?
So you think the Lakers shouldn't have said anything.
I don't care if they say anything. It just seemed like...
No, you said, what are we... You played this out and you said, what are we doing?
Why are we complaining about losing a game?
You'd rather them not say anything.
Why are we complaining about losing a game where I did not feel that the refereeing was the reason they lost that game?
You're correct in that. They did not lose this game because of the refs. But if Darvin didn't speak up about this, I would have been mad at him. This was as negligent a job of officiating in the second half as I think I've ever seen. Let me put this in perspective. Anthony Davis shot 0 free throws. It's the first time in his career that he's played more than 30 minutes in a game and shot 0 free throws in a half. LeBron shot 4 free throws and 0 in the second half. It's the first time since LeBron came here in 2018 that the Lakers have shot 0 free throws in the second half. I could pull out the game tape. Nobody's going to do this because Mason's right. The minute you start complaining about officials, you're labeled as a complainer.
Right.
And everybody thinks you're just whining.
Well, but to put a finer point on, I agree with Darvin talking about it.
Right.
Because this is what Phil used to do. You coach
exactly.
the officials. Yeah. You sensitize the officials to what happened in that game, and chances are it comes back around. Now, the reason I think it doesn't hold as much water with the Lakers is they go to the line, I think there's the sixth most.
Yeah, they are.
Fourth most.
Yeah.
In terms of going to the
line. And over the last 2 years, they've shot more free throws than anybody, but that's part of the way they play. They don't shoot threes.
Stylistically.
Because they can't make them.
Although I get it. They attack the basket. They draw fouls. All these.
If Darvin didn't speak up about this, he wouldn't be doing his job. And Mace is right. You want to bet me right now that there won't be another half this year with the Lakers don't shoot any free throws?
Look, if the strategy was to soften up the officials for the next time,
that's 100% what
it was.
Fine.
Yeah,
fine.
That's what it
was. But it smacked of, we lost because we got a raw deal from the referees, and that's not what happened.
No, they lost because they were out-rebounded on the offensive glass 14-3.
And what did they give up, 45 points in the first quarter?
And they made Yusuf Nurkic look like Wilt.
Nurkic All right? had, and to be fair, Nurkic had a career game.
Yeah, he did have
that is one of the best games of his career.
But that's the thing, you know, you said that you don't mind the coach saying it. As a fan, I'm listening to Darvin Ham, and I'm saying, can we please not use that as a – I get the hey, that's a strategy that's going to potentially help them in games moving forward.
Right.
But we know they didn't lose the game because of that, and we know that it's such a critical game, and to give up 45 points in the first – I wanted to hear more bitching and complaining about
Mason
the Lakers
play. Well, Mason mentioned
play.
Phil Jackson. He was as good at this as anybody I've ever seen in using the media, and that's what Darvin was doing yesterday. He is pointing out that this has never happened in Anthony Davis's career. It's never happened to the Lakers since LeBron, and it shouldn't – I can show you – instance after instance where LeBron and AD got hit in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would look at these as potential flagrants, and they didn't get a whistle. I mean, you can't have that if you're the Lakers. You have no chance to win. So they have to speak up.
I think we're talking about something similar. Like, I'm okay with them trying to gain an advantage moving forward.
Which is what it is.
Then fine.
And you're right. They didn't lose the game.
To your point, John, if guys, you could probably go in any basketball game in the history and say, right here, you missed this one, you missed that one. Even some pretty flagrant ones along the way.
I'll give you the order of reasons why they lost this game. Number one, they gave up 45 points in the first quarter.
Right.
Can't do it. That means the other team is on pace to score 180. It's like the
All-Star
game.
And you're playing uphill the whole way.
Number two, did not rebound. They got out-rebounded 51-34, and Nurkic had 22 rebounds. And by the way, before you blame Anthony Davis, who gets some of the blame, obviously, because he was guarding Nurkic, but he got no help. He's not the only one that has to rebound. The whole team has to rebound.
He asked the guards and some in postgame, he mentioned everybody's got to crash.
Yeah, it's not all AD's fault. And then the third reason is, so they gave up, I mean, the rebounding was a big part of it. And so I would say 45 points in the first quarter, one, not rebounding, two, letting Nurkic look like Wilt, three, giving up 6 3-pointers each to Royce O'Neal and Grayson Allen.
Right, yeah. Right.
12 between the two of them.
Although,
that's number four, and the refs are number five.
Although, wasn't this, I think this is one of the rare games where the Lakers were plus beyond the arc. Were they not?
No, they were behind. They were only six behind. They made 15.
That's
and
plus
Phoenix
for them.
Made 17.
You know, I'll take that as a plus.
That's plus for them. So are we talking about what you guys are doing tomorrow morning, today or tomorrow?
Whenever you want.
We're not even here tomorrow. Well, no, after the after.
That's what I'm saying. We'll you guys are getting inducted into the Southern California Broadcasters Hall of Fame tomorrow.
Well, we're supposed to be, but we're letting Morales introduce us. The thing may end before we ever get up there.
Okay, so let's start with that. Why did you choose Chris?
Mason picked him.
I picked him because he grew up in L.A. radio.
Yep.
I think he understands with a perspective sort of the broader scope
of
L.A. radio. And I think he's smarter than he shows himself to be. I think he's a very smart, articulate guy.
Well,
bam.
I do too.
Yeah. I'm expecting a bam during the speech.
All right. So, but it surprised me that that's who you chose. Like, you guys have been doing this for, what, 30 years?
Who would you have chosen for us?
I don't know. It's a good question, but you guys have worked in a lot of different places. No, I'm not the right choice. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we were thinking Pepe.
Michael?
Pepe
was
the backup.
Think Michael.
Michael would be
I was
good, but
think
Michael would not
Michael
be
wouldn't
there.
Go.
He would not go there.
Not even for that?
No. Michael wouldn't go if he was being inducted.
That part's true.
Yeah.
No, I thought Chris was a good choice.
Pepe is a good choice.
Was the backup choice because Pepe is going into the Hall of Fame at the same
time.
Well,
Pepe can't deliver an acceptance and an induction in the same day, can he?
Now, here's where
we might find out if Morales gets drunk tonight and doesn't show up.
Ireland doesn't want to talk during this thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Why not?
I'm letting Mason do it. Mason cares about
something.
No, Mason cares about awards I don't.
Yeah, I understand,
I
but it's a big
a
deal.
Lot. Yeah.
You got to say something.
What do you want me to say?
Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
I'll say that. I'll say, though, Mason will give a speech. I'll go, thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe say something about Mace.
No.
And the other thing is, do I write something down?
That was my next question. Do you have something prepared?
I have
do you go into the jacket
Mace,
and pull
Mace,
it out?
A couple bullet points. And
as
bullet
someone
points.
Who has attended this particular award ceremony many times and been to many other award ceremonies, let's have a moment of honesty. Everybody in the audience is saying the same thing. Hmm. How long do I have to stay
wrap
here?
This up?
Right.
Wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm planning on like a minute and a half.
It's like a best man speech, right? No one has ever said, I wish that went longer.
Correct.
Yeah, that's
never.
True.
Minute
short,
and a half.
Sweet,
that's good.
Joke,
that seems
sincere.
Like the right time.
Don't you think 90 seconds is about right?
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go
that's
for
good.
Is 90 seconds.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
No. I don't have 3 minutes of material. I don't have 3 minutes.
Well, don't do this. Don't get 60 seconds in and say you're going to go 90 and then just silence for 30
seconds.
You
know who the biggest credit is going to go to?
Biggest credit?
Yeah.
You?
No. Ray Calusa.
Yeah, this guy put us back together.
Ray Calusa put us back together in 2004, and he was the one, and it wasn't going to happen. He found a way to get it to happen, so he deserves a lot of credit for this.
Famous story about that you can all learn from. Anyone listening can learn from. Ray Calusa calls me, and he goes, hey, you don't know me. I'm the new program director at ESPN Radio in L.A. I said, hi, Ray. Nice to meet you. He goes, I want to put Mason and Ireland back together. I go, yeah, can't do it. Mason just took a job working with Bill Wendell down in San Diego.
Billy.
And I'm working full-time at KCAL. It's not going to happen. But thank you. I'm flattered that you'd be interested. He said, what do I got to do to get you to take a meeting?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, it's a waste of your time and mine, to be honest. He goes, if I can just get you in a meeting, I think I could convince you. And I said, well, you could convince me, but you're not going to convince Mason. I said, he just took a job and he's down there. He goes,
Billy,
would you let me try? He goes, yeah. He goes, do you think you can get Mason at the meeting? I said, zero chance. So I said, when do you want me to come in? I'm happy to meet with anybody anytime. He goes, how about 10 o'clock Tuesday? And I go in and John Davidson, who was the GM.
Oh, that's right. Nice
ABC,
man. Very
super
nice
guy. Mm-hmm. And Ray are in the meeting and I went with my agent And I said, guys, I'm flattered by this, but there's a list a mile long. Will this one happen? They go, what if we did this? And they put down this sheet in front of me. And it was the proverbial offer you could not refuse. Mm. And I literally looked at it. My agent looked at it. And I went, let me call Mason. I'll call you tomorrow. I called Mason. I read it to him. He goes, are you being punked? He said,
it's that good of a deal.
Oh,
yeah. It was a really good deal. Wow.
And he goes, well, I'm committed here, but I haven't signed it.
Oh, wow. Right.
And
I was pestering them for a contract for 6 months. I was like, when are you going
to
sign me?
Just going to say, I don't ever remember you being on with Philly Billy.
It was pretty brief.
It was about a month, maybe?
No, it was about 3 or 4 months.
Okay, I don't remember that at all.
And then I kept saying, where's my contract? Where's my contract? Where's my contract? Then ESPN comes along. I'm like,
they should have given you a contract.
Well, by the way, as soon as he even hinted to them, guys, I have other options. They put the contract.
Of course they did.
And then I'm like, are you kidding me?
But let me show you this.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning.
That's a great story.
Of Mason and Ireland being restarted. So you should always take the meeting.
Yes,
always take the meeting.
You never know. Hmm.
Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I almost turned on the mic for that one.
Oh, okay, got it. Got
120.
It.
Now we're doing this.
Oh, that was all really good stuff.
Don't freak out.
Did any of that go in the air?
No. Don't freak out, Mason Ireland listeners. Okay. It's not a live imaging Monday.
Thank you.
We just need to do.
I had the wrong day.
We just need to do the open live, so we can talk about some stuff going on.
Okay.
So, do you want to officially start the show and then we'll get into it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Mason and Ireland, your Monday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
Now, we're going to talk Lakers Suns.
We'll do that.
That's coming. But some things to cover real quick.
Okay.
First of all, why are you dressed like a villain out of a Columbo episode in 77?
I think he looks fantastic.
You look fantastic.
No, I mean, I think...
Now, we need to work on the shoes.
The shoes don't match. True, but Mace, this is, of all your new looks that you've been trying, this is my favorite one.
This is the best one.
How many mock top or turtlenecks do you have?
One. This is the first time I've ever tried it. I've never tried it before.
It works, so get a gray one and a white one, because they go with everything.
Okay.
Gray, black, and white.
That's Shidano's
thing. That's a Shidano thing, right? Doesn't Shidano wear the mocks?
But not with like a hip coat.
Yeah, that's right.
You're doing the hip coat turtleneck.
The hip coat thing,
He does jacket, blazer, suit, turtleneck.
By the way, tomorrow, I was talking to one. I'm assuming you're going to wear a suit?
Yes.
I am not.
Okay. What are you going to wear?
I am going to wear
something suit, no tie.
That's more my style.
Okay.
Like, I'm not suit guy anymore.
Okay.
Am I going to stand out there?
Probably.
Is everybody going to wear a suit?
I think people that are being inducted are going to wear a suit.
But that's not who I am. That's not who I am anymore.
Suit,
I'm not
no
suit
tie
guy.
You can pull off.
Like, even when I went on Channel 11, I'm just no suit.
How about suit, no tie with tennis shoes?
Suit, that's no tie,
wearing.
Tennis shoes.
What about the puffy vest? That's in all the PR
puffy
photos.
Puffy vest? Not the vest. I'm not going to wear the vest.
I think you will feel underdressed if you don't have a sport coat on. Or like Chris is dressed.
Well,
like,
Chris is always well-dressed.
But can't you wear a blazer with jeans?
I guess I will.
That would
if
work.
That's the thing I got to do, I'll do it.
What are the chances you're on time at 8 a.m. in Burbank?
We're leaving at 6:30. If we're not on time, tough.
Yeah. What comes first, the breakfast or the awards?
Both.
I don't eat breakfast.
I think they happen simultaneously.
I'm skipping that. Do they? So people are eating while we're accepting our awards?
Exactly. Which is what we want.
Yeah.
We want them just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to do a BAM because that audience is a little older. That BAM might
scare people.
Might knock out a pacemaker.
No, you may have to follow it up with that as a final.
So I'm working on the speech.
Yes.
Because Pete Arbogast has a hard deadline of 4 o'clock.
Oh, he has to review. It has to be.
Wait a minute. You have to send it in?
He wants to send it so he doesn't do the same material I do.
Really?
Apparently.
So he's got material. You've got material. You're opening. He's
so I'm
opening.
Just going to open. Like, good morning, everybody. Quick show of hands. Who's been married for at least 30 years in this crowd? Because Steve Mason and John Ireland have been married for 30 years on the radio.
Yeah.
And how
I've been married to Mason longer than I've been married to Lisa.
Me too.
I'll add that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might not want to do the Juan thing. Tough crowd.
Is Juan older. Coming?
No, he's
I don't
not
know
coming.
How
okay. Is Lisa coming?
No, she's in Idaho.
Oh, yeah. No, Juan's
how,
not coming.
I don't know how accepting that demo is.
Oh, come on.
Are they?
Everybody
know,
at this point knows.
You know what? If they're not, screw them.
Hey, YouTube. That wasn't me.
Damn it.
You haven't all done right. that in a while?
No, it's been a while. It's been
so
a while.
So we've got that.
Yes.
I will work in like the... I'm known on Mason and Ireland as the guy who hates the show, so it's
yes,
odd
exactly.
that I'm here today. But Steve Mason says I know a lot about LA radio
you
history.
Do.
So let's talk about Mason's favorite word, a Mount Rushmore. A Mount Rushmore of sports radio would include...
All right. Well, don't ruin it. Do this tomorrow, and then
I'm trying to work through to make sure you guys are
well,
cool
yeah,
with everything.
No, we're cool with whatever you say, and then tomorrow after you say it, we'll either praise you or rip you.
And I'm going to work in. The only reason I'm here is I thought I could meet Petros and Money.
And they won't be there.
They will not be there.
Now, see,
they
your reaction,
they
you didn't like that one.
They wouldn't be there even if they were going in.
Correct, yeah.
You didn't
yeah.
like that line.
I think,
so
I think it's respectful to be there. Not that they're any critical of anything they're doing, but I think it's respectful to be there.
I got a nice note from Money the other day when Doug Mann passed.
Oh,
Money
yeah.
worked with Doug.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
All right, you know what? Wait, Chris, while you're here, I want to clear something up that I heard over the weekend. So I've been all over the place. I've been in... three cities in the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Greg did it, not me. Whatever it is.
No. Oh, there
usually.
And so there was a promo running
oh, boy.
During the game that I don't think this is what you think it is. Promo running during the game where you guys are talking about bit of the year.
Yeah.
And Mace, you say, I don't have anything that is up for bit of the year.
Correct.
I disagree.
What is the bit?
I think the ChatGPT bit is yours as much as it is mine.
Well,
it's a joint bit. You
it is a joint
wrote
bit.
The whole
true,
message I that I sent to Lisa.
Yeah, the Lisa one, yeah.
Yeah, if we win, well, we won't win because you always fix the Mandy's.
Yeah, you'll have.
Are you starting this narrative
yes.
already?
Yeah, no, it's an early start. But
you guys won show of the year.
If we did win, if we did win, I think it would be mine as much as yours.
Okay.
And by the way,
I agree with that.
If I was fixing it, Alan Sliwa won host of the year.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
I would never allow that.
Yeah. No, that's true. No, Schley won fair and square. See, I think...
Well, at our holiday party, I spent 5 minutes talking to him so well. I was like, how does Travis do this every
how
day?
How did you survive that?
A lot of booze.
Christmas in February
around
here.
How was the Christmas party
in
February?
Yeah. Stephanie Alexander
did, you go?
Did a great job.
I
Sam
didn't.
Pines
you
was there.
Blew off the Christmas party?
I gave the gifts and did the exchange and that.
The only person, the only hosts that were there were Cappy. And Alan Sliwa.
Well, he lives over there. Cappy does. And Slee was probably doing post-game on a Lakers game,
well,
right?
Chris is there as much as Cappy is.
Yeah.
We're there
the
tonight.
Central.
Right. You're there tonight. What room?
I don't know yet.
All right.
Aren't they all themed, the rooms over there?
I get the Kobe room a lot.
Okay. Do you?
Finally, because I know you guys got to get to Lakers.
Oh, sure.
Our old friend Scott McCarthy, the former vice president of audio today, was announced as the president of the company in which Mace's agent works at.
Yeah.
So I got an early text.
What
in.
Company is that?
Workhouse Media.
Workhouse Media.
Good for Scott.
Yes.
Great to hear.
I worked in an early text, like, congratulations. We might as well start talking about the new Mason deal now.
Yeah.
And he wrote, more vacation. I said, I agree. I said, I agree. How about 52 weeks?
52 weeks. Yeah. Congratulations. I love Scott.
Scott is a great
fantastic guy.
Has
always been great with us.
Been good to all of us.
Yeah. And I know John, my agent, John McConnell, is super excited to be working with Scott now.
So have fun. I'll see you guys bright and early at Lakeside Golf Club tomorrow.
So we won't see you anymore today?
No, I got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
And by the way,
Chris, you got a bigger name on the other line?
No, 4 o'clock, we've got Sonato and Cap live from Crypto.com for Lakers All Access.
Okay,
we'll be there
cool.
tonight.
That's
7 o'clock.
My guy Bill McDonald, I'm seeing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Are we good to see Billy Mack?
Wait a minute. So Lakers All Access is tonight?
At same time as Rams All Access.
Oh.
No, so when Rams revealed is at 7 p.m. at YouTube. We'll be broadcasting live from that as
yes.
well with Travis and DeMarco. Are you
wow,
going?
Wow,
you're not
night.
Going. You're not
I
going.
I ended up not going. I had tickets to go to the Rams
it's only,
night.
Rams revealed is only for season ticket holders.
Yeah, I was invited. I had good tickets. I've passed them along because tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. is really early for me to be awake.
Why do you guys have to leave at 6 a.m.?
Well, have you driven on the freeways in Southern California?
I take the train.
Aware of traffic. Yeah, you're not aware of traffic. You're a Metro guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, have fun with that. I'll see you guys in the morning.
All right, excellent. All right, so big Monday. Hey, let's talk some Lakers. I've reached a conclusion, John. I've reached a conclusion about the Lakers and this season.
Massively disappointing loss yesterday, by the way.
We will do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Speaking of the Lakers, did you know that BBGO is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouthwatering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Keep your freezer stocked with BBGO. Bergman and I have a ton of it already. BBGO, this is the easiest way for me to describe it. It's the best frozen food I've ever had. You just throw this stuff in your freezer. You get home one night. You're like, I don't know what I want for dinner. Throw the BBGO on. You're set. It's Korea's number one food brand, and it's making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavor. You may have heard when we were doing the show on Friday, the winner of the BBGO front row contest, they're going to get courtside seats to an upcoming Laker game called in, and they were ecstatic. And that's what BBGO is all about, making people happy, doing it with food. It's available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BBGO mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BBGO, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Sup, people? It's Monday. It's good Monday. No rain or anything. I guess it's going to rain again later on.
No rain on my way in.
Oh, God. What is this?
Not heavy.
Rain. I didn't get any rain.
But it rained.
I got rain, too. I thought the same thing.
Man. So, Bergman.
Yeah.
I wanted to, because of you, I wanted to give you an opportunity. Eric Bieniemy is now the associate head coach and offensive coordinator for the UCLA Bruins. How do you feel about that?
See, I really like it. I didn't hear crosstalk, but I think you guys talked about
it. Yeah,
we did
talk about it, yeah.
I really like it. I think this is a good opportunity for him to come back to somewhere that he's already coached at before and kind of create his own world again. So they can see, people in the NFL can see what he can do on this level and get back there in 2 years.
Here's what I don't understand. So he said today that he left Washington on his own accord, the Commanders. Do you really leave an NFL offensive coordinator job for a college offensive coordinator
job?
Keep
in mind,
he was
Ron,
let go.
Ron Rivera was...
He says no.
Well, wait a minute. It's semantics. Ron Rivera was fired.
Yeah.
And when a head coach gets fired, I obviously have been through many, many head coach firings as the voice of the Lakers.
Yeah.
I think we've had 7 coaches in the last 10 years.
Yep.
It is assumed by everyone that the staff is also fired.
So you think he was out?
I do.
Okay.
And then the new coach has the right to retain him if he wants to, but it's not a sure thing. If the head coach gets fired, you're on shaky ground. So I don't think Eric would have had a job to go back to in Washington. I'm with Greg. I think it's a good thing. I compared it to... It's like finding a great deal in a bargain basement. You know, like they weren't going to get Eric Bieniemy unless there were weird circumstances.
Right.
These are weird circumstances. They were able to get him. You take advantage of it and run with it. So my one thing, Greg, though, is, and I said this to Travis and Slay, I hope they give Deshaun Foster and Eric Bieniemy time. If they fire him after, I'm preparing UCLA fans for this right now.
Oh, boy.
I think UCLA is going 3-9 next
year. Yikes.
Most likely.
They have a horrible schedule. They have a horrible recruiting class. Greg, I think I read it's the worst ever in the history of UCLA football.
Yep. You're right.
And it's just going to take these guys time to dig out of the hole that Chip Kelly dug. So I hope they give them at least 4 years. In the modern era, most coaches don't get that long.
No, they do not.
If you have two bad years, you're out. So, and if that's the case here, I fear.
You think if he has two bad years, he's out?
No. Again, let me be perfectly clear. If I'm Martin Jarmond, if I'm the AD, I give him 4 years to get this right. In the world that we live in today in 2024, if he has two bad years and the alumni say, I'm not giving any more money to this guy, he's had two losing seasons, and Martin gets nervous and fires him, then you just go right back to the same carousel. Greg, I hope they give him time.
So I hope so, too. You have to give him 4 years because he's coming in with an empty cupboard. There's nothing there. Everything is gone. Everything that was there on the defensive end, for the most part, is gone. You have no offensive coordinator. Their defensive coordinator is a guy that got elevated after D'Anton Lynn left.
Right.
Like Mallow guy. See, I think what Deshaun Foster is doing is the exact right thing he should be doing. Former head coaches coming in as the offensive coordinator, and he should probably
When was Bienemy a head coach?
Former coach in the NFL.
Right.
He's an offensive coordinator.
Every
he was never
kid,
a head coach.
Every kid in college thinks he's going to the NFL.
Right.
Even if he has no chance.
But they think
they're going to the
NFL. He's the associate head coach also in Bienemy, so that should be something that is going to help him be the CEO overall.
Right,
I think they should bring in a different defensive coordinator. I don't know if Mallow has it. He's never done it before. I would like to see them go and find Steve Wilks, who is not going to get a head coaching job. He's not going to get a defensive coordinator job anywhere in the NFL. Yep. It's too late. Go get Steve Wilks.
Just bring him in as it's like an associate head coach to Deshaun and Bienemy and let him do his thing.
Yes, have the two. So you have Steve Wilks and Eric Bienemy and this Mallow guy, and then you also and then have Deshaun Foster just overseeing it all.
Right,
two guys that know what they're doing, in the league, and just talk about
They absolutely need. I mean, I think this is very, very smart to bring in somebody with a lot of experience since Deshaun Foster doesn't have a lot. By the way, the last six UCLA coaches have all gotten at least 4 years.
You have to get 4 years.
Okay, good. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
You're bringing
all the way back to
guys.
Donahue. Yeah, everybody's gotten 4 years, even the ones you don't like, Carl Durrell.
Yeah. But
did Carl Durrell get 4 or 5?
Yeah, no, you got at least 4. Yeah,
Moore got 4.
He left on his own.
He did leave on his own. So there you have it. I actually think very good
left
move.
On his own?
Well, Jim Mora, he was
Mora got fired.
Yeah, he got fired because he was looking around trying to get other jobs
but
in the NFL.
I know people that know Jim, and he wanted to stay, and they blew him out.
Yeah, you're such a
tell him
ass.
To not start to go over to Atlanta and interview.
Well,
for
I mean, it's weird if you're in those positions because, again, we had that story earlier. You kind of got to take the meeting because you never know when you're getting fired.
Right, and in the case of Jim Moore, if you've got a chance to make that jump, I guess you make that jump. It was much less common then than it is now. Now you see head coaches taking jobs in the NFL as coordinators on a fairly regular basis.
Right.
Yeah, he should have stayed at UCLA. He should have put all of his focus on UCLA instead of looking around, and might have been able to stay longer.
What was his career record? 76-46.
So he started off really hot.
I'm sorry, 46-30. 46-30.
Yeah,
Moore.
He started off really hot.
Yeah, better than Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Chip was terrible.
Chip wound up 27-29.
Yeah, the reason Chip was terrible wasn't that, I mean, he was a good offensive mind, but he was a terrible head coach.
Yes.
Didn't want to meet with alumni. Didn't want to do the dance with the media.
Yep.
Just a grump.
Yeah.
And Deshaun's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll turn a corner.
All right. So Lakers lose yesterday. Afternoon game, early game in Phoenix. They got steamrolled. I mean, they gave up 45 points, I think, in the first quarter. They had to dig out of a hole. It's sort of like the Lakers from the beginning of the season where they wound up in a ditch to start the game and had to fight their way back. Rebounding was not there at all.
Yeah, I think it was 51-34 Phoenix, and offensive rebounding 14-3. They're right there. That's all you need to know.
And Nurkic was just a monster yesterday.
Great. And I'll say it again. Everybody's killing Anthony Davis for Nurkic having the best game of his career. Anthony Davis isn't the only guy who's allowed to get rebounds.
No.
You got to help him.
You know who they're missing? Jared Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Jared Vanderbilt, I think second best defensive player they've got.
Right.
And he is. Is there a final proclamation on Jared Vanderbilt? Is he going to be back, not going to be back?
He went on the trip.
Yep.
Limping noticeably. I think they're going to reevaluate him in a month, but I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't come back.
Mm, yeah, they
but
could
who
really
knows?
Use him.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a doctor, and I don't know.
Yeah,
and I know he's getting treatment every day, so maybe something good will happen.
So I made a couple of mythical money bets.
You win any of them?
Well, what did I have Friday? No, I didn't have anything on San Antonio. I lost game last night on the Lakers.
You lost to the Warriors.
Lost to the Warriors.
You had 10K on the Lakers plus 6.5 Warriors.
Yeah,
but and you then also have two bets that you're going to lose.
Okay, which ones?
Lakers over 45.5 wins. Oof. And also Lakers 6 seed or better. Those are both losses.
Well, but you haven't lost them yet.
You have not.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on getting that money, but I wouldn't count on losing it either. He's also going to lose the Taylor Swift is going to break
up. Oh, no,
with
that's
Travis
all going. That's all going sideways now.
Okay.
Oh, she's making rules for him, and he's not necessarily following. And
oh,
he's
no.
in Vegas with women in various states
until
of undress.
They got to be together on June 1st.
Yeah, let's see.
That's a lot of time between now and then.
Yeah, it was 6 months from whenever we.
Yeah, she's making rules.
But I still got to make it 3 more months.
Yeah.
I got to make it March, April, May.
Taylor's laying down the law with Travis Kelce.
Well, how's that gone for her other 25 celebrity boyfriends?
There you go. See? That's why I think
Taylor,
I got a chance to win this bet.
Chill. Let Travis be Travis.
He was.
So, Mace, are you getting off the Lakers
bandwagon? Very good question.
What's this conclusion you've come to?
I don't think it's going to happen.
He's jumping off.
I'm off the ship. I was so
before March.
I was so enthusiastic
about March. He's off the boat.
About the Lakers and the run they got into before the All-Star break. Now they've lost 2 out of 3, and the schedule is just. I was looking at the schedule today. It is such a beast of a schedule. It's the 5th toughest schedule in the league, and if they wind up in that 10 seed. I don't think they're going to win 2 road games, bam, bam. I don't think they're going to win 2 road games. I think they may not survive the play-in tournament.
You may be right, but it's too early to make this declaration.
You think so?
Yeah, there's 23 games left.
Yes.
So they have plenty of time to...
But the schedule, Ireland.
Well, okay, you know
Ireland,
this.
Can they get to 15-8 over the next 23?
Well, here's why I think it's possible. Mm. I don't know. Mason's right. That was a terrible loss yesterday.
Yeah, terrible.
Possible.
But here's why it's possible, Greg. Do you guys know that 11 of the next 12 games are at Crypto?
Yes, but do you know who the opponents are?
Yeah, they're hard. Like starting Wednesday, Clippers.
Yep.
Then they got an easy game Thursday against Washington, and then Saturday night Denver comes in.
Yep, Denver, OKC, Sacramento, Milwaukee, Minnesota.
Right.
There's not a walkover game in there.
So I think you should wait till after that gauntlet to make your declaration. After the Minnesota game,
delay jumping.
What would they have to go in that to not jump off?
How many games is that? 5.
20.
All those games that you just named.
Oh, okay. So are you counting the Clippers?
Okay. Clippers,
Washington,
Wizards,
Denver, OKC, Sacramento, Minnesota.
Milwaukee, Minnesota. Okay.
7 games.
7 games. If they go 4-3, they're still alive. If they go 1-6 or 2-5, even 3-4, then people are going
to
jump with Mason.
So they have to go 4-3.
They have to have a winning
record
over the next 7 games.
Mm.
That is tough.
That
if
is
you're playing
so
the
tough.
Top of
right.
the Western Conference.
But that's who you're going to have to play in the playoffs,
yes.
right?
I mean, you legitimately play all 4 teams at the top of the Western Conference.
Yeah,
actually,
you do.
Five. You play the top 5.
Yeah. But,
it's
I mean,
beast.
That's who you got to play.
Yeah, that's a beast.
Schedule is what it is.
Yeah.
If they
no.
get out of that with anything other than 4-3, can you legitimately say to yourself, John, that they can win four games out of 7 in a playoff series against those top 5 teams?
Yes, and here's why. LeBron and AD in a 7-game playoff series are going to play 40-plus minutes each. But, Greg, here's the problem. They may not get to a 7-game.
Correct.
The play-in, if they're the 10, which is...
Very possible.
Right.
Game on the road.
The Wizards host the Warriors tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's a game the Warriors are going to win.
Uh-huh.
When they win it, the Lakers are tied with the Warriors for 9th, 10th.
Yep.
So one of those teams is 10th.
Tied for the 10, yeah.
And they still have 2 games left with the Warriors. If they're the 10, they would have to go on the road and win 1 game,
yep.
maybe at Golden State.
Yep.
Then, if they win it, go on the road again to play maybe Sacramento, maybe New Orleans.
Maybe Dallas,
yeah. So it's extremely difficult. If they don't get out of the spot they're in now. But it's too early to say. So, Greg, after those 7 games, there'll be 15 games left. That's about as close as you can cut it. If you don't get your act together in that last 15-game stretch, then
you're saying
trouble.
If they go 3-4, 2-5.
And then have 15 games, we'll know before the postseason where their head's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they start losing some of those games, they could technically – out of it altogether.
They could drop. Although
no,
it's tough.
There's 11 and 12 are pretty far.
Yeah,
back.
There's a three-game cushion.
Three-game cushion on Utah.
But Utah isn't like they traded away all their good players. I don't see Utah making a
probably
run.
Probably not. But it's possible.
Like to your point, if they go 1-6, they back up to Utah.
Oh yeah, it's true.
You know, so there's a lot to play for here. I'm not ready to jump ship yet. I think yesterday was a bad loss.
Yes.
Let's see how they look against the Clippers on Wednesday. The Clippers have lost 2 of 3 since the break.
Yeah, they lost to Sacramento last night.
And Paul George was out again.
Yeah.
So let's see if he plays Wednesday.
All right. Coming up next, I put really weird questions on the wheel of questions.
Good.
So we will spin it coming up next. In the meantime, life is a journey with highs and lows. Maybe you struggled this weekend. Maybe you had a hard time. Maybe you're having relationship struggles, or you're depressed, or you're overwhelmed by life, which happens. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
All right, here we go. What's going to come? Oh, look at this. Look at this. It is National Tongue Twister Day.
Okay.
So on the wheel, I actually put 5. We won't do them all, but 5 tongue twisters.
Okay.
You, traditionally, John, have been very good at these. I don't know how
although
you are,
although I haven't
Bowman.
Seen these.
Correct. And Brian,
I'm looking for them. What, you
probably
emailed
terrible.
Them, correct?
Yes, emailed
okay,
them.
Got them.
Okay. So
you want me to go first? Or
yeah,
Brian to go first.
You go first, Iron.
Okay,
because you're good at them. Yeah, pick
all
one.
All right, I'll do number one.
Okay,
here we go. Brisk, brave, brigadiers, brandish, broad, bright blades, blunderbusses, and bludgeons, balancing them badly.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
That was good. Now, aren't you supposed to say them super fast?
You want me to try and say it faster? Yeah, five times fast.
Yeah.
Brisk, brave, brigadiers, brandish, broad, bright blades, blunderbusses, and bludgeons, balancing them badly.
That was pretty good.
All right, Bergman, try the same one.
The same one?
Yeah.
All right. Brisk, brave, brigadiers, brandish, broad, bright blades, blunderbusses, and bludgeons, balancing them badly.
That was not terrible.
Not terrible. You had one screw up.
It was bad at the beginning.
All right, Brian, go.
Same one?
Yeah.
Brisk, brave, brigadiers, brandish, broad, bright blades, blunderbusses, and blunders, balancing them badly.
Forgot
blunders. You're in the last place.
Yeah. You're on the right side of the glass. Okay. At this point. You're on the right side of the glass.
All right, Mace, give a shot.
Okay. Brisk, brave, brigadiers, brandish, broad, bright blades, blunderbusses, and bludgeons, balancing them badly.
That was excellent.
That was. I did not practice this.
Sure.
All right, I'll try number two now. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
This is a long one.
All right. Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than the butter Betty bought before.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was well done. You nailed that.
Okay. Go ahead, Greg.
Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than the butter Betty bought a bit of butter before.
Yeah. All right, you got to go fast.
Yeah, you got.
Brian,
stuck
try
there.
It.
I got stuck.
Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than Betty butter. Bought before.
Whoa, yeah.
No, you're right there.
That's
right
tough.
There.
That last little
Mace.
Part.
It's so tough.
Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than the butter Betty bought before.
Home run.
Nice job.
You're
nice
two
job.
For two.
Two for two. I all did right. not practice
nice job
these.
Prepping.
All right, here's a
those
short one.
Good
guys.
Ready? Say this one three times. You got to say this one three times.
Okay, you got it. And fast, right?
Yeah, and fast.
Okay.
See, he prepped.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
See, it's shorter, but I think it's tougher.
Yeah.
It is.
All right, Greg, try it.
Oh, God, I'm not going to be able to do this. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Yeah, that's
terrible.
Tough.
Brian, go.
Awesome.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a can clam cram? In a clean cream can. How can a clam cram in a clean, clean cram?
All right, Mace, can you
I think
go
this
three
is the
for
toughest.
Three?
Yeah, here we go. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
I'm telling you what, I'm rubbing off on you.
I'm way better than I used to be.
Yeah, I'm rubbing off on you.
I did not practice.
You sent these. You knew.
I just looked them up and said worst tongue, hardest tongue twisters.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, do one more.
You want a long one or a short one?
I actually think the tense one is really tough.
Okay. So it's a short one. Do you want me to do this one three times?
Three times.
All right, let me read it, what it's supposed to say first, and then I'll try it. It says, send toast to 10 tense stout saints, 10 tall tents.
No way. It's
okay.
Impossible.
Yeah. Here we go. Send toast to 10 tense stout saints, 10 tall tents. Send toast to 10 tense stout saints, tall 10 tents. Send toast to 10 tense stout saints, 10 tall tents.
Well, I mean, I
transposed
you,
it
you
once.
Did.
But the
you
third
did.
One, you absolutely nailed.
You killed the third one.
Okay. Bergman?
All right. Let's give it a shot. Send toast to 10 tense stout saints, 10 tall tents. Send toast to 10 tense stout saints, 10 tall tents. Send toast to 10 tense stout saints, 10 tall tents.
Yeah, you got
the
a little.
The first two were good. You got a little loose on the third one.
I didn't breathe on the last
one.
Okay, Brian, last
go.
One.
Send toast to 10 tense stout saints, 10 tall tents. Send toast to 10 tense stout saints, 10 tall tents. Send toast to 10 tense. Stout saints, 10 tall tents.
That's your best one.
That was that was a really solid performance there.
Not bad. Not bad.
All right, Mace, complete the grand slam. Here you go.
Send toast to 10 tents, stout saints, 10 tall tents. Send tests. Yeah.
All right, that's the first one that tripped you.
Yeah, that one.
You did remarkably well.
Yeah, no, I was really proud of myself because I'm not a good tongue twister person. All right, so there you have it. There's your wheel of questions. Weird. Perfectly weird.
That was a good one.
Jay Moore just texted me, good blood, bad blood is the toughest one.
Good blood, bad
blood. Maybe he's right. Good blood, bad blood. Good blood, bad blood. It's hard. Try it.
Good blood, good blood, bad blood. Blood. Good blood, bad blood.
I didn't think it would be hard. Try it.
Good blood, bad blood. Good blood, bad blood. Yeah,
yeah, no, that's
right. He's right.
Good blood, bad blood. Good blood, bad
blood. You say blood, blood. You say blood and you have to put a B word in the middle.
And Jay is excellent at talking fast.
Oh, yes, he is.
So this
I've seen his act. He's really good. He's really good.
That's a good one, Jay. Thank you.
Yeah. So there you have it. Go do a tongue twister today just for the hell of it. Hey, what did you think of Curb last night?
Loved it.
Yeah?
I didn't finish it.
Oh. So we're not allowed to talk about it?
I'm halfway through.
Let's talk about last week's Leon's loose shorts.
Yeah.
Did you wear? You didn't wear the shorts on
You didn't
Friday.
Wear the shorts. You said you're going to wear Leon's loose shorts.
Yeah, no, I just did it to respond to the text chain. But I would have zero problem. Now, I'm always, I don't know if I should admit, well, why would I? It'd be embarrassing to admit the opposite. I always wear underwear. My boys need a house.
Yeah, no, I always wear underwear too, yeah.
Cappy is the only one here that probably doesn't.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See,
no, he talks about underpants all the time.
He does talk about underpants.
I think Curb's been great. Greg says it's just been okay.
Okay, the
I
first two, not good. The last one and the first half of this one was good.
Yeah, the last one I thought was the funniest. I thought the last one was funnier than
the one
last night.
Night?
No, the last week's the one with the dog and the coyote and
when
the let's play
when,
through.
When Leon is... Leon says a dog can't tell what you're saying, so he starts MFing the dog.
Yes.
And it's very funny.
Yeah, I also loved Coyote, Jeff Tlinch Drew, Larry's loose shorts. Oh, only your father-in-law died.
Right.
I'm sorry to hear your father died. It was my father-in-law. Oh.
Well, that's
just
less
your father-in-law?
Serious.
That's less serious.
Yeah, David has a way of bringing up real truths that no one wants to admit.
Correct.
That's
correct.
One of them.
Yeah,
perfect example. You, John, when it comes to golf lessons, have you ever sat and listened to somebody else's golf lesson?
Yeah.
Was
matter of
okay?
fact, last week, a guy was given a lesson. I was hitting balls, and the guy was given a lesson to the right of me, and I started listening to what he was telling his student and started doing it, and it helped me. I don't think there's anything wrong with listening to someone else get a lesson.
You don't think that's violating a rule?
I thought that pro was a little uptight.
Yeah. He got good money for those lessons. And Larry was stealing them. I kind of get that guy's deal. Okay.
Okay, here's a weird thing. Last night,
yeah,
a guy I know had a cameo in Curb, so to make sure it was the guy I knew, I went and looked at the credits.
Oh, did you see IMDb? Adam Schiff
was
in there?
Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
I noticed it when I saw
but
the
I
credits
went
go
back
by.
And watched, and it didn't look like Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff, the guy running for senator, is listed in the credits as being disgruntled golfer number 4.
Right. And I think it's that group of 4 golfers where they cut away to in long distance. It wasn't him?
Well, it doesn't look like him. But maybe it is him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, just stopping by Curb.
Bobby, how great is Tracy Ullman? Larry's girlfriend
so
that he
funny.
Doesn't want.
So Ugh. Funny. He's got, 19 weeks left, I think. No, nine weeks.
It was 6 months.
6 months. He's got to stay with her.
3 or 4 months in.
Because, and all she talks about is her recovery.
Right, because her psychiatrist feels if Larry breaks up with her, she'll spiral out of control. So he's staying with her even though she's like the worst girlfriend
for
ever.
For exactly 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is what the therapist
Yeah, and he
said
slipped
to do.
Up last night. He goes, God, 9 more weeks.
Yeah.
And she goes, 9 more weeks to what? And he goes, till you're good at this.
Yeah. So the thing that we haven't mentioned yet is that you see the Dodgers trade?
No.
The Dodgers have traded Manny Margot, who they got in a deal earlier in the Tampa trade, to Minnesota. And you know who they signed? Kike Hernandez.
Wait a minute.
Kike Hernandez.
I thought Kike was an unrestricted free agent.
They signed him as a free agent.
Oh, so
they traded Margot,
the
created
trade
the spot.
Created a roster spot.
Created the roster spot, and then they signed Kike. I think he's that's a really good
he's
move.
He's perfect on this team, Greg, because he can play 8 positions. Or can he catch? I don't know, maybe 7.
So he probably can catch, but that was a whole thing back in a couple years ago.
I think I've actually seen him play the other 7.
In one season, he played every position except catcher, and everyone was saying, let Kike catch, but he did not.
And he's had some great playoff games over the years.
He has.
He had that, remember that Cubs
three
game?
Home
he had
run
3
game.
Home runs.
Yeah. He was only one to get a couple of hits this last year. So
that's right. Yeah. That's right. So Kike Hernandez coming back to the Dodgers. I think that's great news. And the Dodgers are winning again. They're undefeated.
They may go 162-0.
They may. All right, coming up next, it's time for the 2 o'clock call of the day. 877-710-ESPN.
This is Greg's favorite part of the show.
He loves this part of the show. Also, we've got a guest coming up. Who's our guest?
No
Apparently
one.
Nobody. Yeah. 877-710-ESPN.
Kurt Warner will be on the next time Greg fills in for one of us.
Here's a question. Who should we get on the show? Who should we make Bergman get on the show as a guest?
So you have to remember DeMarco did it.
Okay. Should it be somebody that he can actually get? Like, I could say Tiger Woods or LeBron.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Make it somebody that's
it's
gettable.
Somebody attainable.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me think about this.
Yeah, I'm going to think about it, too. And then Greg can open his Rolodex. He's got an old-school Rolodex that spins around with little cards.
You know what's going to happen. Mm. I'm going to get an email, or I'm going to get a phone number. I'm going to say, Laura.
Laura.
There you go.
Yeah, there. Follow up. All right, 877-710-ESPN. 2 o'clock call of the day is next. Don't forget, BB Go Fifth Row Fridays is on. That means everything we say on today's show might be on the quiz. Friday
at
3:30.
Last Friday, some guy got the first 4. He's like the first caller.
So close.
And he missed the 5th one on like a technicality.
And then he knew it.
Or it was the 4th one he
missed. Right. He knew it, and then he said the wrong thing.
Right.
Because he had it in his notes.
And because we have to follow contest rules. We had to give it to somebody else.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
All right, 877-710-ESPN, Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.